Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us together here this morning. Hear another portion of our word, sing songs of praise your great name, Lord. Be with us as we go through this service and everything we do. Be in accordance with thy will. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. First day.
Today is my favorite husband's birthday. It's her favorite.
I guess I'm the default announcer. And we do have several, just a few things to mention. You have a copy of the prayer list, but we do have just a couple of updates. Actually, four. last week we did announce that David and Sharon's daughter, Missy, had a heart attack and had a stent put in. And she's back to work, going back to work now, so she's doing fine. Didn't even get her on the prayer list. For Missy? Okay. If you'd like to sign the card after church, don't forget. Three people told me this morning that Joyce Walter has passed away. She's on your prayer list, but she finally passed away, and we could pray for her husband, certainly. Also, we need to pray for the family of Ann Robinson. This is first cousin of Jody Vickers. She passed away. The name is Ann Robinson. And then Garney and Annalise's daughter, Teresa, is scheduled for possible amputation of a leg, and she hadn't consulted with the doctor yet, but we'd like you to keep her in your prayers too. Excuse me. The other announcement I have is regarding the requests we've had for donations, one from Mountain Mission School in Grundy, Virginia. We regularly support them, but they said with the pandemic, their support has gone down. So they asked for a special donation. Also, the Jessamine County Food Bank is planning to feed 350 families for Thanksgiving. So they've asked for a donation. And our elders and deacons met and decided to give each one of them $1,000 as a donation, and keep an eye out for the future as to what their further needs may be. So we'd be giving $1,000 to Mountain Mission School and $1,000 to the Jessamine County Food Bank. Excuse me. I think that's great too. Our men are, they're always generous, always generous. I'm glad I'm not singing this morning. You know, this is good news, folks. It's all good when you understand it. The disciples of Jesus did not understand. Time after time during his ministry, Jesus told them he would be put to death and that he would rise from the dead. They never quite could comprehend why he would allow himself to be killed and how in the world he would rise from the dead. It was a challenging concept, to be sure. But the good news is that he did it. And that means he really does have the power to forgive our sins and to give us eternal life. That's the good news. Well, he must be God if he came back from the grave. Ephesians 1 summarizes it this way. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, which he lavished on us. When Jesus said to them, do this in remembrance of me, you know, he wasn't worried that they might forget about him or forget who he was. He wanted them to remember what he did for us. And that's why we have the Lord's Supper, to help us remember what he gave for us. As we share in it this morning, I hope that will be uppermost in your thoughts.
Psalm 422.
Thank you for another day and the ability to be here in this old church building this morning. Lord, each of us has been through difficult times. And when we encounter those times, we need the tools and resources to help us get through them. And we realize that you have a toolbox that contains all those different tools that we need. Lord, we are put here on this earth and we encounter sin as we go through this life. But you provide us a way to have that forgiving and to have opportunity for eternal life if we believe your word. And it took your son for us to have an opportunity, and we partake of this bread and this cup in remembrance of his body and his blood. And it's in your blessed son's name we pray.
Thank you for this day, and thank you for the many, many blessings that you've given this week. We thank you for all the things that we have given, that you've given us. We were in this room. Our stuff that we're given here today, just a small portion of what you've given us, Lord. We're turning a small portion of what you've given us. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'd like to ask you to join with me in singing now hymn number 548. Number 548, Glory to His Name. Turn then to number 426 and just sing the first verse as we stand and join in prayer. 426, yield not.
Come for strength.
Beloved Heavenly Father, the people of Israel sang your praises. Angels sang when your son came to earth. Your church is admonished to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude. And we read in Revelation that innumerable heavenly chorus singing praise to the Lamb of God. Surely music is one of your great gifts to your people. It lifts us up, expresses joy and gratitude for which we may not have adequate words of our own. Thank you for providing such a source of comfort and gladness and praise. We thank you for music, and we thank you this morning that you will bless Judy and Ruby with all they need to bless this church, and in turn to be blessed themselves as messengers of light and hope. Thank you for the abilities you've invested in them, and thank you for their desire to use their talents to your glory. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I don't know how much introducing I need to do. Judy Leathers and Ruby Toombs have been here before. They're sort of like old friends, well, long-time friends, coming back to visit. And we're always glad to see them. We're always glad to share the joy that they bring in their music. And they're going to sing for us this morning. Yes, now. You have my permission.
I got the same problem you got, Brother Boston. So we'll see what comes out. But we were looking back in our book as to when we were here last time. It was 2019. Thinking the fall, 2019. And we looked a little different there.
Yeah.
Judy had red hair.
COVID did it. Yeah. COVID changed a lot of things to change my hair.
Dark brown. So we were laughing and said, we need to get our Facebook page changed. So we need to get a new update, because I know it shocks people. And, hey, that's not them. That's two old women with gray hair. But we're so glad to be here this morning. Like Brother Boston said, we do feel like family when we come here. You all are just so welcoming and loving, and we just appreciate you so much, and we've had some wonderful times. So sorry we didn't get to come to the fish fry.
Yes.
I heard it was delicious. So maybe we can come next year. I hope Brother Bonser ate enough for us too. So, but this is Judy Leathers, and I'm Ruby Toombs, and we are Gift of Grace. So we're going to sing for you this morning a few songs, and we just hope that you get a blessing and that the Lord has lifted up. Amen?
Amen.
So high, so I did not go to stay.
Lord, you can't get under it. You must come in at the door. You must come in at the door. You must come in the door.
That kind of cleared the
throat. It did. Yes, it did. This song is special to me because in 2009, my granddaughter was diagnosed with leukemia. 98% affected in her bone marrow. And today, she's 15. She's driving a car. She's wearing really short skirts to school. And I can't tell you how, it's not even a happy, it's just a thing that you can't even say, to go from a child who is dying to a child who is okay. And she's in great health, her bone marrow is fine, but I wanted her to know that every day, God will hold her hand, every day, everywhere she goes. Go ahead, Ruth. Thank you. I think this song is apropos for today. Yes, it is. Because we're going to be singing in the rain.
That's right, yeah.
Singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain.
Forty days, 40 nights, he wore that overcoat. Watching for a sign when he could get off that boat. Yeah. The water just got deeper and the rain poured down. His faith kept him afloat while a weaker man drowned. When that storm grew strong and wild, I believe, oh no, I must have smiled.
You can hear him singing,
singing,
singing in the rain. Raising to heaven a sweet refrain.
Blood was over, no star across the sky. A rainbow to remind him God would never leave his side. Now I've got a promise when the wind picks up that God will keep me safe in the shelter of his love. So what if I'm a little wet? My Lord has never failed me yet.
Yeah. You can hear him singing,
singing,
singing in the rain.
Raise them to heaven, a sweet refrain.
When your mouth is full of praise, and the world should complain.
For me like Noah, singing in the rain.
Tears are in puddles, and tears are on the stream.
When I lift my voice and start singing, singing, singing. When your mouth is full of praise, there's no room to complain. I wanna be like Noah. I wanna be like Noah. I wanna be like Noah.
From several years ago.
Yes.
And we were practicing one day, and Judy said, "We need, let's run through that." And so we just started doing it again.
Yeah.
See, you know how sometimes you kind of get tired of singing the same old songs, and then all of a sudden we find that we're going back to the
our old
and like our original ones. So I was up with that, but that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is yours. Are you going to worry about this one?
I'm not going to worry one bit.
All right, good.
Because you know what? I know a lot of stuff is going on in the world right now today. A whole lot of stuff. And it's bad. Gas prices, food prices. Turn on the news and it's all gloom and doom, you know.
COVID.
You know. I mean, just on and on and on. So, but as long as we got Jesus, we don't need to work. So we're going to do this kind of a fun little song that has a good meaning. Nothing's worrying me.
Nothing but bad news all around. But I'm as content can be. Cause I've got Jesus, and nothing's worrying me. Some fear it's a sign of a steady decline. Maybe it is. Oh, but I'm doing fine. Cause trouble can't trouble a heart that is free. I've got Jesus, and nothing's worrying me. So let the wind blow, let the rain fall. Just in case.
Damn.
Brother Foster, he's like, oh, five, four, or five. So we said, we better stick a couple more on there. So this next song we're going to do is, you know, it talks about Christ dying on the cross. And I don't know where we would be without him. You know, we would certainly be a lost world without him. I'm so thankful today that I'm saved. I know I'm saved. You know, I hear people say, I think I'm going to heaven.
I hope.
Well, like an old preacher said, I don't think, I don't hope. I know. And I base that on God's word. I know. I have that assurance that one day I'm going to be in heaven. And that's because of what Christ did at Calvary. Aren't you thankful today that he loved us that much?
Amen.
Old rotten sinners that we are, he loved us so much. God sent his son to die on the cross. And anything that we go through in this life, we can take it to the feet of Jesus
and leave it there and know that it's going to be taken care of. We don't have to carry those burdens.
No.
Not always easy to leave them there. We want to pick them back up. But if we leave them at His feet, He will take care of them. The song is, I Rest My Case at the Cross.
Every time.
couple more?
Sure.
Okay, we're gonna try. See, my voice is gone. We sang last night at the Sheriff on the radio station and for quite a while.
Yeah, so we did.
Our voices are not as good today,
but they're good.
Okay, we're gonna try a little a cappella here.
Yeah.
Redeem Madeline. Okay. Ready, Miss Judy?
Yeah, hit the pin.
I'm on pin.
Redeem now, I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me shall continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him broken over the law. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Forever I am. Forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose heart delight, who lovingly guards every footstep and gives me a song in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, the sage of earth shall gather over on the other. other shore. And the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Come on and sing now.
When the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the road
Are you sure? Thank you. Yes, it is. Hang on, I gotta squat down here. Oh, let's see. Why don't we buy the other measure? The other measure? No. You want to do the...
I should explain.
I
miscalculated, really. I told them maybe five songs.
We can't. And, we can do a fun one. Okay.
It didn't take as long as I thought they would.
Because it's pretty even. Let's do that one. Because this is pretty even on this side. That's pretty even.
We'll do this last one here.
They sing faster than I thought they would.
We sing faster than we move. All right, let me get a drink, dude.
Okay,
tell me what drink. The song is
then.
Okay. This song is our audience participation song. So you are on my side, and you are the best singers here, right? And that's your song.
We're pretty even here.
Yes, we are. Now, when we get to a certain part of the song, and it says, "Is there a Christian in the house?" I want to hear some noise in here. I want to know that we've got sisters and brothers that are Christians in here. And I want you to raise your hands and just say what you need to say. Is there a Christian in the house? Okay? Now, you're supposed to be better on my side. So I want to hear it.
You're supposed to be my friend.
Say what happens? I can't move around too much. I haven't worn heels in a while. I'm afraid I'm going to fall off.
I know. I keep watching here, too. We were at a store, I tell you. Funny. We were out shopping last week. And the lady at the dressing room, she looked at me and said, "Are you all twins?" And we're like, "No." "Are you sisters?" She said, "Well, we're sisters in Christ."
Yes.
So that was good. But that's the first time we've ever been asked, "Are we twins?" We've always been asked, "Are you sisters?"
Right.
But, never twins.
I told her, I said, we need to make it legal.
Yeah.
Get it drawn up and make it legal.
Stop it. So, anyway, here we go now. And I hope is it going to play?
There it is.
Come and say
Christian in the house. Come on and take a stand.
My side's doing good.
I don't need a doctor when my hope is running out. Somebody tell me, is there a Christian in the house?
Yeah, there they are.
There are they. Gonna need someone to ease the stress. And there are nights full of tears when I'm praying for an angel to appear. Don't need a stone throwing under tongue and analyze and criticize and judge to deflate me. I want a life-giving, gospel-driven, gentle, ever-loving nudge. I need to know, is there a Christian in the house? Come to the midnight hand. Is there a Christian in the house? Come on and take a stand. I don't need a doctor when my hope is running out. Somebody tell. Is there a Christian in the house?
We've never hit the wow before. Now that's great. That is awesome. We got some wow in the house today.
I love it. Yeah.
Love it.
I need a spirit-filled, iron-willed, heaven-blessed, hesitant saint to remind me that I'm a straight running, overcome and saved by grace, child of faith. Faith, faith. I need to know, is there a Christian in the house? Someone to lift their hand. Is there a Christian in the house? Come on and take a stand. I don't need a doctor when my is there a Christian in the house? Oh, somebody tell me, is there a Christian in the house?
Come on, somebody tell me, is there a Christian in the house today?
Is there a Christian in the house? Oh, somebody tell me.
You know, you got a lot of Christians in here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We thank you all so much for inviting us to come, and we sure did enjoy ourselves and enjoy seeing everybody. I see some new faces here today, actually.
So,
thank you, Brother Boston, for allowing us to come, and we just pray blessings upon your church and upon each one of you. God bless you.
No.
No?
No. Thank you. Well, I sure do appreciate your music and your talk about uplifting. That's uplifting. Yeah. Amen. Just in closing, let me ask you this. Have you ever felt useless? Have you? Ever felt like you didn't have anything special to offer? That you really didn't have any outstanding, worthwhile qualities? We all have those moments, I guess. But Charlotte Elliott certainly felt that way early in her life. She suffered an illness which left her an invalid. And her situation left her quite depressed, really. She felt that, now she no longer had anything to contribute. Everybody around her was busy doing things, and she just sat in her wheelchair and was unable to do much at all. Someone came to visit her and noticed how deep in despair she was, and encourage her to give her life to Christ. That she likely would never get any better physically, but to come to Christ just as she was and let Him change her life. Well, that started a turnaround for her. And while she remained an invalid the rest of her life, she began to search for ways to make her life more meaningful, more useful. And those words stayed with her. Come to Christ just as you are. She remembered those words. And several years later, she wrote a hymn. Well, she wrote about 100 hymns, really. But there's one that stayed with us for a long time, even today. And I expect you've figured out which one it is. It's sung in all sorts of churches. It was the invitation hymn for all of the Billy Graham crusades. It's number 306 in your hymn book. And we're going to sing that this morning together. If you ever wonder what you can do to make your life mean something, put it in the hands of Jesus, and as they sang, go where He leads you. And He has a way of using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And you may find yourself blessed as you bless others. So let's stand to sing in our invitation, hymn number 306, Just As I Am. I know you'll want to thank Gift of Grace for sharing with us this morning. So take a moment to do that and be sure to sign the card up here before you leave. I don't even know if I want to mention this, but I will anyway. Because you want to be careful. Tonight is Haunted Refrigerator Night. Like I said, I don't make these up. They're real. But this is National Candy Corn Day, so that's a good thing. Yeah. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank You for the blessed feast that we've enjoyed here today. Our souls have truly been fed by this heavenly music. These ladies have shared with us, and we ask You to remember to continue blessing their ministry. They've chosen to exalt the Savior and to make His name known wherever they go. So bless them, Father, wherever they go. We ask You to abide with them and with each of us in the gracious, gracious name of our Savior, Jesus. Amen.